Concrete Rose, Chapter 18. Thanksgiving used to be my favourite holiday. Then Dre died. The fam's taken over our house. Besides Aunt Nita, Uncle Ray, there's Granny, Granny's brother Billy, Uncle Billy's wife Hattie, their kids, grandkids, and the one great-grandbaby, Granny's older sister Letha and her husband Joe, and their son Joe Jr., Keisha bringing Andriana later. They're with Keisha's parents right now. Granny's younger sister Cora will come after visiting with her son, Gary the lawyer. She says his wife can't cook and she got to stop by here to get some real food. Our house magically feels bigger on the holidays when it should feel smaller with all these people here. Somehow today it feels empty. Dre ain't here to sneak into the kitchen with me and taste test the food. By now he would have started a football game in the backyard. The second his team lost, he'd claim somebody cheated. This shit the worst. The fam ain't as loud and ain't laughing as much. It's like they're having Thanksgiving because it's what they're supposed to do. It's probably foul, but seeing how much Aunt hurt them, he got what he deserved. Letha not helping my mood. All that stuff she said yesterday play on repeat in my mind. She think I'm good for nothing, thug. A lot of people probably think that, can't lie, but it hurt worse coming from her. Uncle Ray, Uncle Billy and them yell at a football game on the TV in the living room. All the kids run around in the backyard. Aunt Letha taking a nap in my room. She said she got a headache, but Granny think that's a cop-out because she don't like to cook. Aunt Hattie can't cook, so Granny won't let her in the kitchen. I carry Seven in there. I don't know if it's all these people or what, but he real clingy today. I tried to put him in his playpen with Uncle Billy's great-grandson, and he threw a fit. I ain't been able to put him down yet. There's foil-covered aluminium pans all over the kitchen. Aunt need to stir a big pot of greens on the stove. Ma and Granny take pans out of the oven. It's smelling good up in here. The turkey ready. Uncle Billy fried it this morning. Last I checked, we're waiting on the ham. Seven fussing my arms. You gotta be hungry, acting like this. I grab a bottle out of the fridge and hold it up to his mouth. I guess I ain't fast enough. He hold it and feed himself. Don't let him drink too much, Maverick, Ma says. Give him some mashed sweet potatoes later. See if he likes those. Oh, she's talking to me now. I keep that to myself. Yes, Mum. Give him some of that cornbread and pot liquor too, Granny says, poking his belly. Get that baby some good country cooking. Formula ain't worth nothing. I love my granny, man. She a short, round force of nature with a voice that seemed bigger than her. When she talk, you listen. When she mad, you run. She claim her shotgun ain't ever missed. She loved me no matter what, unlike Ma and Letha. I don't know which one of them two get on my nerves more. Mad baby, I brought something for you, Granny says. Look in them pans over there. I peek under the foil of the one she point at. I find two pans of Granny's mac and cheese, two cornbread dressings and, oh snap, some more cornbread dressing. You made three pans of dressing? I sure did, she says, smiling. Granny got her dentures in today. She hate wearing them things. I know my math baby loved my cornbread dressing. I grin, but Margot, he's not a baby. He makes babies. Oh, hush, Faye, says Granny. He ain't the first person to have a child as a teenager. Me and your daddy did. One baby don't mean the end of the world. It's not one baby, Ma says. Lisa's pregnant. He's going to have two. Aunt need to turn around. What? Oh, hell. She dropped the spoon in the pot. I want to disappear, man. I know my situation bad, yet it sound worse hearing it. It transformed me from Maverick into the dumbass 17-year-old who screwed up and made two kids. I may as well accept that's what I am, a dumbass. Letha, that short high yellow gal he was dating, Granny asked. Ma nods, that one. Whew, child, you fertile, Granny says to me. You look at a girl and she get pregnant. Lord have mercy. My cheeks burning. I'd be all right with the floor eating me alive. It wasn't like that, Granny. It never is. No wonder that one there holding his bottle. He getting out the way for the other one. She shake her head. The doorbell ring. God saving me for real. I got it. I have to step over folks in the living room to get to the front door. It's probably Sean or King. Sean practically family, and he always come get a plate. Ma invite King every year so he won't be by himself. I open the door, and it is King. I'm shocked as hell to see who with him. Aisha draped all over King, like a girlfriend do a boyfriend. Except that can't be right. My best friend would have told me that he was in a relationship with my son's mama. What are you all doing here? I ask. Aisha's face light up at the sight of Seven. There go my big boy. Hey, boo-boo. She reached for him, but I stepped back. I said, what are you all doing here? Who is it, Mav? Ma asked, coming up the hall. King, you made it. And Ma's voice dropped. You brought Aisha. Sorry we're late, Mrs. Carter, King says. He always real polite with Ma. I appreciate the invitation. Ma, look at me, and I swear I hear I go, what the hell? Of course, baby, she says out loud. You're like family. I didn't know you were bringing somebody. Oh, my bad, King says. I figured it was all right since Aisha is baby boy's mama. Aisha hug up on him. Mm-hmm. I wanted to cook for my man at home, but he said we could come over here. She leaned up and kissed him all nasty. Yo, what the hell? My son's mama is now my best friend's girlfriend. This right off one of them stories Granny loved to watch. Call this one All My Hood Children. Got my uncles and my cousins staring at us. We more interesting than the football game. Ma pursed her lips tight. King, will you excuse us for a moment? Aisha and Maverick, follow me. It wasn't a question, but a command. Ma marched straight to her bedroom. I take seven in there with me and Aisha follow us. Ma told me to close the door. I do, and I'm pretty sure I hear the TV volume go way down. My nosy family want to hear this one. Ma fold her arms and zero in on Aisha. Where have you been? I told Maverick my situation weeks ago, okay? Moving around shouldn't stop you from checking on your child, Ma says. Our number is in the phone book, and it's obvious you know where we live. I wasn't ready to deal with all that. What? Being a parent? I ask. I have to deal with it every day. Boy, please, I did it for 3 months by myself. I've been doing it longer. Hey, Ma snaps, we will not have that back and forth one upping mess, and don't make arguing in front of this child a habit. Cut it out now. Ma take a deep breath. Now look, postnatal is hard, Aisha. I get that. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. However, you could have checked on your own son. There is no excuse. Aisha wrap her arms around herself and stare at the floor. I felt bad for leaving him and not being able to handle it. That doesn't mean you disappear, baby, Ma says. I'm sorry that your mama didn't support you like she should have and that you had to go through so much by yourself. But you have responsibilities now. Seven needs you as much as it needs Maverick. Not if I get in that bad space again, you don't, Aisha murmurs. Here I go again, feeling bad for this girl after all she did. Aisha, it'll be all right. Ma rub her shoulder. If it's not, you're not alone. It takes a village to raise a child. Seven has a big one. That means you do too. Aisha can't look at either of us. Ma sighs. Here's what we're going to do, Aisha. You're going to go downtown this week to my cousin's law firm. You'll sign papers that will make Maverick Seven's legal father, change his name and give Maverick custody. Aisha's head snap up. Oh, hell no. I ain't giving Maverick custody of my baby. What do you call leaving him with me for months? I ask. You're his daddy. You're supposed to take care of him, stupid. You're his mama. But here we are. Ma motioned to the room. Maverick needs custody in order to get assistance. Your mama gets food stamps and WIC for Seven, and he hasn't lived in our house in months. Now we can go about this the easy way, or we can go to court. That's completely up to you. I want to be able to see my baby. You will, Ma says. Maverick, you'll tell Aisha a day that's good for her to come visit every week. Aisha, you show up when you're supposed to. As time goes on and as trust is built, you all can add more days and discuss overnight visits. Understood? Understood, I mumble. But we'll see when it comes to them overnight visits. Fine, Aisha says. Can I have my baby now? Ma nod at me. Go on, Maverick. I let Aisha take him out of my arms and Seven start crying. He go limp like babies do when they don't want you holding them, as if they're trying to make you drop them. Aisha tried to keep her hold of him. It's okay, big boy. Mama's here. He don't care. Seven, reach for me. Not only do he know me, but he don't want nobody but me. He'd been like that all day. But in this moment, I can't explain how that feel. I take him in my arms and his fat little hands grip my shirt. I kiss his forehead. It's all right, man. Daddy got you. Aisha frown. Why are you acting like this? He hasn't seen you in months, baby, Ma says. Give him time. Dinner's ready, Aunt need to call out. Ma motion her head towards the door. Come on, y'all. We go to the kitchen with the rest of the family. We don't sit around a dining room table and eat like people do on TV. Nah, everybody fix a plate and sit wherever they want around the house. First, Granny got to say grace. We hold hands around the kitchen and bow our heads. Granny do them long prayers, man. She act like God don't know what's going on and it's her job to fill him in. And Lord, she says 5 minutes in, please help these young mothers get their priorities straight. Nobody said it was easy, but they acting like they don't have responsibilities and ask other people to care for the children. Help them, Father. Ma must have told her all about Aisha. Help my grandson Maverick too, Lord, Granny says. Help him to stop making all these babies. Take all that fertileness and mannishness away from him, Lord. Make them spirits loose him. There's a couple of yes, Lord, and amens from the fam. Aunt Letha put a hand on my forehead, talking about in Jesus' name. This floor needs to go ahead and eat me up, man. Granny and her pray by thanking God for the years we got with Dre. Hard to be thankful knowing we should have gotten more. After 10 minutes, Granny done, and everybody can fix their plates. Not me. I get Seven situated in his high chair. I can never eat and feed him at the same time. Markham touched my shoulder. Baby, fix yourself some food. I will later. I gotta feed. No, I actually came here to eat our food. She can feed her son. Ma said it loud enough for everybody to hear. I actually got two plates in her hand, one for her and one for King. Ma give her a glare that I know real good. I actually set down the plates. I'll feed him. Thought so, Ma says. She kissed my temple. Go eat, baby. I smile. It's real nice when she's on my side. I stack a plate with ham and turkey, a big scoop of mac and cheese with the yams next to it, because ain't no other way to do it, and then some collard greens. I fix another plate just for dressing. I scoop some cranberry sauce on that joint, throw two rolls on top, grab a can of sun-kissed out the cooler, and I'm good to go. Finding somewhere to sit, the only problem. The kitchen table full, the dining room table crowded, and so is the living room. Me and Dre would eat on the front porch, so that's where I head. I sit on the steps and set one of my plates where he used to sit, kind of like having him here with me. I pour out some sun-kissed for him. That was his favourite. Wish you were here, Doug. I take a sip and dig in. God damn, Ma, Granny and Aunt need to throw down. I'm going to need a couple more plates before the day over. Wonder if Lisa able to eat if her morning sickness been bad. I ain't called her today. She wants space? Fine. I'll give her space. Don't mean she's not on my mind. The front door swing open. Dang, ain't nowhere to sit in there, King says. He plopped down on the steps beside me with two plates. He really going to sit here like he ain't pulled some foul shit? Yo, ma'am. I set my plate down. What's up with this? What's up with what? He asked, mouth full of cornbread dressing. Man, your granny put her foot off in this. You know what I'm talking about. You and Aisha together. He put mac and cheese and a yam on the fork. I guess. You got a problem with that? You brought her to my house knowing that girl ain't around for our son. Then shouldn't you be happy I brought her? Dog, why didn't you tell me she's staying with you? I asked you at the football game and you switched the subject on me. She wasn't staying with me then, he says. Once she was, why you ain't hit me up? Ain't like I seen you, fool, King says. You never come around with me or the set. Because I'm busy taking care of my son, thanks to Aisha. You foul for... A loud, rusty Datsun screeched to a stop in front of my house. The driver's door fly open and a muscular, light-skinned dude jump out. What the hell? King says. The driver rushed towards us. Nah, toward me. Right as I realise it's Carlos, Lisa's brother. Bam! His fist connect with my eye. You son of a bitch, he screams. I don't get a chance to say or do nothing. Carlos yanked me off the steps and sling me into the yard. Soon as I hit the ground, his boots ram into my stomach, my chest, my legs, my back. I ball up to try to block the kicks. Sound like the whole fam rush outside. Granny hollering, my little cousins hollering. Ma yell for somebody to stop Carlos. It'd take King plus three of Ma's cousins to get him off. He knocked up my little sister, Carlos screams as they hold him back. This son of a bitch knocked up my little sister. I get on my knees. I can't stand. Everything's spinning. Everything I can see, I mean. My right eye swelling shut from that sucker punch. Carlos, I say as blood drip around my teeth, my lip busted. I'm sorry, all right? You piece of shit, he says. You ruined her life. He snatch away from King then, and just as fast as he came, he get in his car, slam the door shut and drive off.